now.
WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The search for a missing teenager from Prince George's County has now turned into a hunt for her killer. The FBI is confirming the human remains found behind a church in Charlotte are those of 19-year-old Ashanti Billy. Billy had been missing for 2 weeks from the Norfolk area, where she had moved for culinary school. She worked at a sandwich shop on a naval base there. Her father, Meltoni Billy.
This was not one of the outcomes that we all were seeking, but yet and still, we're staying in the fight because, once again, there are other young people that are still missing out here. Our desire and our prayers were answered. She's home. She's home with God. And we're okay with that.
It's still not clear how Billy got from Norfolk to Charlotte. Her car and cell phone were both found within a few miles of the naval base. The juice isn't just loose. This morning, he's free. O.J. Simpson was released from prison in Nevada early this morning, with prison officials hoping to avoid too much paparazzi attention. The 70-year-old will be staying in Vegas for the time being.
Gary, going from this Lovelock prison in far northern Nevada, in this drab gray countryside, in a tiny cell, and he's going to go into one of the greenest, most affluent enclaves of America, a very, very rich suburb of Las Vegas, and live with a friend in a gated community.
Correspondent Paul Verkamen there. Simpson has said he wants to move to Miami to be near his kids, but Florida's attorney general has said she doesn't want him there. President Trump will be in Puerto Rico on Tuesday, where he'll get a first-hand look at the recovery effort after two hurricanes hit the territory within 2 weeks. Even though he questioned her leadership ability, San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz says she'd be happy to meet with the president.
If he asks to meet with me, of course I would meet with him. I mean, you know, anything that can be done and anyone that can listen. Again, I've been quite complimentary of the people from HHS and FEMA. Their heart is in the right place, but we have to cut the red tape.
Trump's budget director, Mick Mulvaney, says the administration is doing everything it can down there.
I think what the president's trying to get at is that folks think this is going to be easy. They saw what happened in Texas. They saw what happened in Florida. And they thought, oh, this is easy to do. And it's not.
Yulin Cruz on ABC's This Week. Mulvaney on CNN's State of the Union this morning. The Supreme Court begins its new term tomorrow, the first full term of the Trump presidency. Topping the agenda is a dispute over a wedding cake for a same-sex couple and a fight over partisan electoral maps. There are cases involving gay rights and religious freedoms and the government's ability to track people without search warrants. After a year of fare increases and service cuts, some Metro riders are telling the general manager they can't afford another year of the same.
Your system is too expensive for those who rely on the service most.
Siggy Nellis is the director of Americans for Transit, which is spearheading the Save Our System campaign. Last week, she gave Metro's board 11,000 petitions from riders who want to see a flat fare of $2, free transfers to buses, and the return of late-night service included in the budget for next year. But whether fares are raised and services cut depends on finances. And Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says it's too early to tell how big of a budget deficit Metro will have in the next fiscal year. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the Nats look to be firing on all cylinders leading up to the playoffs this week. Then Max Scherzer came up with a hamstring cramp last night.
Time for us to make a decision. He didn't want to come out, but we thought it was best that, you know, Max never wants to come out. So we thought it was best for him and us, for him to come out.
Manager Dusty Baker doesn't think the injury is bad enough to change his postseason rotation. The Nats play their final game of the regular season this afternoon against Pittsburgh. Then they open up the division series at home against the Cubs on Friday. We'll check traffic and weather next.
Take one part Jamie Whitten traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays.
One part Weather Channel forecast.
Very heavy showers and storms coming.
Add a healthy dose of great guests.
Good morning, how are you?
And sprinkle in your phone calls.
Love your show.
And hit the button and stand back.
You are on WMAL. Good morning.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather together.
I'm pretty pumped about that.
Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
At 11:05, heading back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Steve Greenfield.
Hey, Steve, we have a crash westbound I-66 approaching Lee Jackson Highway in the right lane, and in Prince George's County, northbound Route 1 closed at Campus Drive with an investigation. On the Beltway's outer loop before the Delta, a crash blocks one of your express lanes, and in Prince William, the half marathon's post-festivities block off Route 29 between Sully Road and University Boulevard. Carroll Avenue also closed between East-West Highway and Eastern Avenue for the Tacoma Park Street Festival. And in the northwest, the Navy Mile Race has no traffic flowing through Pennsylvania Avenue from 10th down to 3rd, also on Constitution Avenue from 7th down to 3rd. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny, high 70 today, tonight clear down to 50, tomorrow clear up to 75. We're at 60 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hey, everybody. Have you ever thought about retirement, or are you already in retirement? This show, we're going to talk about ways to get retirement income and studies that have proven retirement autopilot is the key. That and many more topics when we come right back. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
All right, folks, so here we are with Coach Pete Deruta, Carolina's original financial and retirement coach. Coach, I'm excited about the show today. It's always a fun time to have you on the show, have some retirement knowledge flown through the airwaves.
Well, you know, I was in London. Of course, that's England.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great opportunity. I stayed with the Queen at Windsor Castle.
Wow.
For 3 days, and this was pretty neat because when they would kick all the tourists out, me and a small group of international mastermind folks stayed in the castle.
Really?
It was pretty neat.
Wow.
And the plumbing, they just added indoor plumbing in the part of the castle we were in.
Wow.
About 50 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, they didn't build castles with the plumbing in mind. So
yeah,
it was the smallest shower I've ever been in.
Wow.
And I've been on a cruise ship before where you can't move. I could not move. I couldn't move to lather up. So it was, hey, I'm not complaining. It was just funny. At least we had running water. That's what I told everybody.
There you go.
But when I was there, I talked to an individual about a study they just put out in England and in Europe in general called Independent Review of Retirement Income.
Okay.
Report, we need a national narrative building a consensus around retirement income.
Wow.
And they were nice enough to share the report with me by email.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness, because it would have cost him a fortune to ship it. 616 pages long.
Wow.
And I've been going through it. And Thomas, here it is. It is the exact same kind of concerns that we have here in America.
Oh, well, you know, maybe some things we can draw out of it then.
Oh, well, everything. I mean,
awesome.
It's the same thing. We want to live a great life. We want to work. We work because we want to fund a retirement.
Uh-huh.
And when we reach retirement, we don't want to worry about money anymore.
That's right.
So the only way to not worry about money is to make sure you have streams of income that are guaranteed for the rest of your life.
Okay.
I don't care what anyone says. That's the only way to not worry about retirement. And I talk to a lot of people who are trying to manage their money. Maybe they have real estate. Maybe they have stocks and bonds in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
They're not enjoying their retirement. Many of them are.
Well, it's the worry that they're having to deal with because their assets are invested in places that they're constantly having to think about rather than being able to really get out on the golf course and enjoy retirement.
Well, we always say having a proper retirement plan, and I call it retirement autopilot, takes the worry out of living in retirement.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a cliche until you get there. And you, at about 8 o'clock in the morning, you have to set your alarm so you can get up and watch the market to see if your retirement's still there or not, or to see if you're still going to have the income you need or not.
Yeah.
So the biggest fear folks have, even past public speaking, is running out of money.
Wow.
And that's when you're working, and that's when you're retired.
Yeah.
And then we have something it's a risk that is mentioned, but many people don't understand what it means. It's called longevity risk.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Well, it's a great problem to have. It's living too long.
Ah, okay.
Like you outlive your money.
Not a bad problem at all, it doesn't sound like.
You live so long, you don't have any income anymore.
Sure, sure.
And that's not what we want in retirement. In retirement, we want to not worry about that.
Okay.
Got enough other worries in retirement. When I talk to people, it's about, you know, which grandchildren you're going to see, which son or daughter you're going to make mad that you're not visiting their grandchildren, those kind of things.
Those are fun things to worry about, though, I will say.
The old family dynamics, we call it. And Tom Hegna, a good buddy of mine who's on public TV, mm-hmm. and Don't Worry, Retire Happy is the name of his show.
That's right.
And he wrote a great white paper and booklet called Retirement Alpha, How Mortality Credits Improve Retirement Outcomes. Now, mortality credits just means you get money for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Your mortality. In other words, you get money as long as you live.
Ah, okay.
And
okay.
Then the main problem with retirement income for a lot of folks back in the day was, well, gosh, if I'm getting an income and then I pass away, what's going to happen to my spouse or the money I've put aside? Is that going to go on to my next of kin?
Right. Or is it just lost?
Yeah. And if set up correctly, you don't lose it.
Okay. Wow.
And also, if set up correctly, your spouse doesn't have to change zip codes when you pass away. That means having to move down into a place that they can afford now because you're not here.
Right.
So we need a standard financial cruise control type income through our retirement, through our life, and we need to know how to get there. And we're going to talk about the 15 things you must do to financially prepare for your retirement in a minute.
Absolutely. Well, because you say having them set up correctly, you know, that's a phrase you said twice that stuck out to me.
Yeah.
Now, you meet with folks, I mean, every day. You've been in the industry for, I mean, a quarter of a century here now. So let me ask you this, Coach. How many folks are actually set up correctly when they first walk in the doors?
Well, not as many as they think they are.
Okay.
Okay. And it's good to, again, there's nothing wrong. I love the stock market.
Absolutely.
The stock market's been doing great for a lot of my clients.
It has.
But we don't want to depend on the market for a lifetime income.
Okay, yeah.
Because things could go the other way.
Okay, yeah, of course.
And
yeah.
So people don't understand Social Security, how to claim Social Security the right way many times. They also don't understand the downside of the market forces.
Okay.
And so, but it's a part of a balanced plan.
Absolutely.
Social Security, stock market, and then supplemental income, like your own pension accounts.
Ah, okay.
Streams of income. And when you look at like if you're you see these NASA photos looking down at the Earth from way above, like
right.
from the moon. Well, it's a lot of blue. There's a lot of blue there. A lot of big blue. But the big blue would not be there if it wasn't for the little blue running into the big blue, the streams running to the rivers,
that's
running
right,
to lakes,
that's right.
running to the ocean, those kind of things. So
no, but
we need streams of income, and we need a lot of streams.
Right.
And so we just need to have the plan put in place. And I'm very passionate about this, that people get in the right place for the right time of their life. And so I want to make an offer out to our radio listeners.
Okay.
If you're one of the next 30 callers, well, first we're going to do a total financial review for you, looking at the total retirement picture, where you are right now, where you could be or should be when retirement comes, and let's figure out what retirement age is going to be. You know, what age are you going to retire? What age can you afford to retire? Many times, if you put the right plan together, you can retire before you thought you could. That's good news, by the way.
That is.
Or maybe it isn't. If you get home and your wife wants you about doing yard work all day long, maybe you'd rather be at work. But the very first step is we review your tax returns. Now, why do we do that? Well, because a lot of times we uncover long-term tax issues that have been going on and that will go on into the future if you don't make changes.
Wow.
Now, this happens in IRAs, individual retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, capital gains taxes. There are some different strategies there, as well as Social Security taxes. Now, how you could get taxed on a lot of that Social Security in ways maybe we can minimize that.
Okay.
All right. Then we need to establish your retirement income goal. How much money do you want? Not just need, but want in retirement. That's money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle, not just getting by. Big difference.
It is.
Gigantic difference.
Such an important factor.
And I've talked to so many people over the years who didn't have the right plan in place and didn't talk to me soon enough to be able to really build that plan where they can enjoy retirement.
Wow.
And, you know, staying up late at night wondering when that Social Security check's finally going to come, that's not enjoying retirement.
No, it's not.
Okay, so we need what we call the green flag on the mailbox. And, Thomas, that green flag on the mailbox is money coming into your household every single month, not going out.
Yeah.
Now, you're always going to have the red flag when you're paying bills, but the green flag needs to be bigger.
And there
that's
you go.
What,
balance
that's
it out.
We have a real retirement plan. Now, we also need to analyze your current investments to establish the cost. Now, there's a big cost many times, and a lot of it's hidden in fees and calculated risk exposure level.
Mm.
Based on the risk you're taking right now to try to get the return X, you could lose Y if the market goes down.
Okay.
Okay, and then you ask yourself, why did I take so much risk?
Exactly.
Well, because you didn't know a lot of times.
Yeah.
So it's called standard deviation. You're taking this much risk to try to get this much gain.
Okay.
But you also have to know the more risk you take, what could happen? the more you could lose.
That's right.
All right. We also need to determine the percentage of assets needed to protect future income needs, considering taxes and inflation.
In other words, we say,
how much money do you want in retirement? Here's what you need to put aside right now so that you have a lifetime income you can never, ever outlive. Now, is that important?
It's vitally important.
You're only 30-some years old, but that's making you feel pretty good.
Every weekend, Coach, we talk about how folks are living 25, 30 years into retirement. Yep. I'm in my 30s. I think of just how the world has changed, how prices have changed, how economics, how everything has changed in the past 30 years, we need to make sure at the beginning of retirement we are strongly prepared enough.
Yeah, so again, these are all factored together into your very own retirement report,
yeah.
Your customized report for you and your family, not something that's pulled off the shelf. This is going through step one and all the way down to step 26.
That's right.
Filling in your total retirement plan. And I guarantee you've never had this gone over. A lot of people have financial plans, but your financial plan is worthless, in my opinion, in retirement, unless it has retirement income built into it and turns into a true retirement plan. Now, Thomas, our strategies, they work best for those of you out there with over $1 million saved for retirement, but mm-hmm. we have never turned anyone away who is serious about their retirement plan. So if you're one of the next 30 callers, we'll sit down and go over all that with you. But this is just a way to get educated. No cost, no obligation. This is at least $1,000 value by the time we put all this work into it. And this is a way for you to get on the right path and never worry again about that retirement income.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
So the 25-year anniversary of the movie Rudy is coming up this year.
Ah, wow.
And I'm an executive producer on the new movie, the new documentary, looking behind the scenes of the Rudy movie.
Wow.
And interviewing people that have been affected positively by that movie. And we're going to talk about ways you can affect your retirement positively, the 15 things you must do financially to prepare for retirement, when we come right back.
Financial Safari News Network. Celebrity Money Mistakes.
He was a staple on television and always started the same way. Hi, Billy Mays here. He was the epitome of a TV pitchman, most notably for the line of OxyClean products. He was born in Pennsylvania and grew up in Pittsburgh. He went to college for 2 years at West Virginia and was a walk-on linebacker. He dropped out of college, wound up in Atlantic City, New Jersey, where he learned how to pitch products. In 1983, he worked the streets selling the Wash-O-Matic and other As Seen on TV products. Later that same year, he connected with the owner of Orange Glow and started selling on the Home Shopping Network and never looked back. In 2000, he shot an infomercial for OxyClean and became one of the most familiar faces in direct market television. He died in 2009 at age 50 at his home in Florida. Cause of death ruled hypertensive heart disease. It was widely reported that cocaine played a role in his death. However, it was later deemed not true. He left an estate valued at $10 million and didn't have a will. In his case, since he died with a surviving spouse, an adult child from a previous marriage, and a minor child with his current wife, all of his property passing through probate was split equally between his surviving wife and his children. It's another reason why it is vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and can implement a total retirement income plan taking into account all necessary details.
Now, Coach, I am surprised. So you're going to be the executive producer on – so talk to me about this.
Well, years ago, on the 20-year anniversary, I met both Rudys, the Rudy who the movie's about,
okay,
and the Rudy who's the actor, Sean Ashton.
Oh, wow.
Who's
okay
on the Lord of the Rings.
That's
and
right
some other movies
he
like
is
that.
Yeah.
And became good friends with him.
Okay.
And I've got some producer friends out in Hollywood, and they said, gosh, we really need to do a movie about Rudy because everybody's seen Rudy.
Okay. Or, yeah,
at least,
yeah,
well, no, most everyone has.
It's true.
I'm glad it's a DVD these days. Put it that way, because if it was like one of those video cassette recorder things, I would have worn that tape out a long time ago. It's a great movie. It's about overcoming obstacles.
That's
and,
right,
and everyone says you can't do it, and you can. It's the little engine who could.
It really is a classic.
And
is.
So we've talked to some very famous athletes and people in the business world who were influenced positively.
Wow.
But I'm very excited about it.
Exactly. Something to stay tuned to. Now, you mentioned 15 things that you must do to financially prepare for retirement. Let's talk to folks about this. This sounds important.
Now, we go through these checklists when folks come in, but this is important, I think, for people just to take mental notes about, and this, you don't have to follow all 15, right? But it's
right,
it's a good guideline or map to at least follow along with.
There you go. There you go.
And so first is build up your emergency fund, your savings account. And
huge.
I see a lot of people who don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
And or combine it with their checking account.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So what you're talking about here is the liquid cash on hand just in case your AC goes out.
Just in case. I mean, just in case anything happens. Life happens, right? And I had that happen, as you know, anyone who's listened to the show last year during the summertime, my air conditioner broke.
Yeah, yeah.
Both units at the same time.
Ooh.
And they were old. They were 1998, so...
Okay.
You know, I don't know what the expiration date. You know, when you buy a gallon of milk, you know when it's going to expire.
Sure, yeah.
With an AC unit, it could be one day after the warranty.
Isn't it true?
Whenever
isn't
you go to the big box stores and they try to sell you something, they always want to sell you the extended warranty. Well, this warranty is only 90 days, so buy 5 more years. Well, gosh, you mean I'm going to buy this air conditioner today and in 90 days I'm going to buy another one?
Well, of course, crazy, because it breaks on day 93.
So that's what always happens. It always happens. I have
true,
a wine refrigerator in my office that I ordered from way out west,
mm-hmm,
right? So they sent it here. And it was a 2-year warranty on that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
2 years and 2 months later, guess what happened?
Oh, no.
You've seen it. It's just sitting here. It's a beautiful
true
looking refrigerator,
it's
but it
true
doesn't work anymore.
But
now it's just wine storage.
Oh, that's sad.
Not refrigerated, just
so
wine
sad
storage.
So sad.
So you never know what's going to happen. So you
yeah
have to have that emergency account. And
okay,
now we talk about it all the time. People say, well, gosh, I got an emergency account. I've got my 401k. Well, you don't
yeah
want to touch that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, when you look at 401ks or IRAs, 403bs, TSPs, deal a lot with people who are federal employees. They have a thrift savings plan, it's called.
Okay, yes.
And we've got a great series on that we're going to talk about on how to make sure you're taking the right options.
Okay.
Even in 401ks, many people don't know where to put their money. They put it in the 401k, but they don't, once it's in there, they don't know where to go.
Yeah, there's not a lot of advice
no,
on
there
that
isn't
side of the – yeah, no.
So, it's like going to that great resort, which looked really good on the brochures, where they had the nice couples having all this fun. You get
sure
there, and now it's just a hotel room with a couple beds.
Yeah, there you go.
And a towel or two in the bathroom, right?
Oh, man.
So you have to have a guideline or a guidebook or somebody to help you. Again, we need to factor in retirement what we're going to do in retirement.
Okay.
And again, that's different for everyone.
Absolutely.
So if you
is
go into an advisor and he or she says, I think you need $5,000 a month for retirement, get up and leave.
Mm.
Because – yeah, but they haven't asked you what you want to do yet.
Exactly. Exactly. No, it's very true. And it's something that a lot of folks may not think about because
yep
they think, oh, he's the advisor. He's telling me what I should do. But they're not getting – and this is something you talk about, Coach, that third opinion.
Well, there's a big difference between advice and telling you what to do.
Exactly.
So if they haven't asked you what you want to do yet, how are they telling you how much money you're going to get in retirement?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
the third opinion, your opinion, your current advisor, and then what we come back with, the consensus. We'll look at it, we'll be the referee, or we'll put a whole new plan together.
There you go.
Third opinion, vitally important these days, especially if you're looking at a total retirement plan.
Exactly. I mean, we're not talking about picking out a grocery store here. We're talking about retirement. The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Thomas, in September of 2016, an inaugural report and study came out on the American retirement experience.
Oh, okay.
It's called It's All About Income.
Ah.
And we talk about – think about it. It really is.
It is.
You reach retirement, and you want to do all these things, but what does it take to do most of the things?
The one restrictive factor, the income.
Even if you say you just want to walk through the mountain all day long every day, well, you still have to get to the mountain, and you have to somewhere to stay.
That's right. No,
right?
It's true. It's very true.
Even,
yes.
even if you say, I'm going to camp out, we still need to buy a tent, and
mm-hmm.
then you need food. So it's
mm-hmm.
all about income. You have to have streams of income in retirement.
Yeah.
And what I'm building my plan to be, I'm 50, so I've still got some time. I'm not – I really don't plan on ever retiring, but I'm going to – you know, you retire on your terms. If I want to, I probably
exactly.
can
exactly.
when I'm 65. But I'm going to have at least 4, if not 6, different streams of income. that I can turn on at different times in retirement. That's inflation protection. It's tax protection. It is also worry protection, because I know, and again, I'm going to take my worry out of living in retirement because I'm building different income streams.
That's right.
And these are all retirement autopilot, financial cruise control. I don't have to worry about them. I have set them and forget them.
Wow.
And I've got a couple that are going to turn on at 65, and then others I'll turn on whenever I want. The longer I wait, the more income I'll get from each one, but they are not at risk of the market.
Wow.
Now that's important, because we're at all-time highs in the market, and we can keep going up, and also have some managed money too. You know, you've got money for total acceleration.
Yeah.
But when you're going real fast, what can happen real fast? A deer can run out in front of you.
No, it's true.
Well, you can crash, whatever. So you need to have an account or two or three or four or five that aren't dependent on the market.
You know, and that's very different from what a lot of our listeners may be currently vested in right now. Yeah, I mean, most of the folks you meet with, I know, come in and it's typically one or two 401ks. They have a lot of risk money.
You need the sleep well at night accounts,
SWAN accounts.
And, you know, one thing we need to do is we need to look behind the scenes and see why our advisor is motivated to keep us all at risk.
Okay. Yeah.
And if the advisor is being paid each year a percent of whatever your risk is,
right,
regardless if you're up or down, and that advisor is still getting paid, well, you see where the motivation of the advisor keeping your risk is.
Most certainly.
The minute you go to safety, they don't get income on that money anymore. They're going to grab your leg, your pant leg. You see that little thing when you're trying to walk out of their office and they're saying, come back, don't leave. And I've seen that happen. And they fight for that money.
Yeah.
But are they fighting for you, or are they fighting for them?
Exactly.
Whose retirement are they fighting for, yours or theirs?
You know,
And many times, unfortunately, I'm a fiduciary, so we do what's right, but I see that many advisors are motivated by income.
Mm-hmm.
And many advisors will charge you to do a plan before they've even met you almost.
Yeah.
They don't even know you. They're charging you, and you don't even know if you're going to like it or not, but they are collecting a check from you, and you don't have to pay someone to get a financial plan put together.
That's
and if
right.
you are, well, if you like to pay, I can charge too. We're licensed to charge at our firm, but we'd rather do it at no cost because you're a radio listener, and we'd rather work together with you all the way through the rest of your life to get on that path for retirement.
That's right.
And so if you're one of the next 20 callers, we will do at no cost for you a financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. We'll give you that third opinion you deserve. Now, in this opinion, what we do is we look at your tax situation, we look at your risk situation, how much you're paying in fees, how much risk you're taking, and also, Thomas, we'll put together for you your very own retirement income plan. And this is without a doubt the most important thing built into a financial plan, which turns it into a retirement plan where you can identify and not worry about what your income is going to be for the rest of your life at a certain age in the future. And if you want to retire earlier, well, then you'll have income then too. But we need to build two, three, or four different streams of income that take the worry out of living in retirement. Now, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we have never, ever turned anyone away. Again, there's no cost, no obligation if you're one of the next 20 callers. You also get a copy of my book, The 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income, as well as The Fine Print Fiasco, a book I wrote before that one, What They Don't Want You to Know When You Buy, Borrow, and Invest. Both of these books are available on Amazon, but you can get them at no cost or obligation when you come in right now.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Now, when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about the 15 things you must do to financially prepare for retirement. We call it the Total Retirement Plan. We go through it as a checklist when people come in. We're going to go over more of those options as well as more topics right after this.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
If you're lucky enough to have an IRA, 401k, or other qualified plan, you also have a tax problem. For example, A $1 million IRA is really worth as little as $600,000 after taxes. Do you really want to give $400,000 or more of your hard-earned retirement savings to the IRS? Most investors and even financial advisors have no idea that a tax-free, market risk-free solution approved by the federal government has been available for more than 15 years. Known as an IRA reboot, it provides tax-free lifetime income and a death benefit for beneficiaries. It can even be used to cover college costs or provide long-term care. All without risks for market losses. Unlike an IRA or 401k, there are no limitations on the amount you can contribute. Make sure you're considering all of your options by sitting down with a financial professional.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Some scary moments for passengers on a transatlantic flight late yesterday when one of the plane's engines not only stopped working, but blew up.
The Air France A380, a giant four-engine double-decker, was over open ocean after passing over Greenland when there was suddenly a loud bang and a strong vibration. An engine on the right wing failed and was torn apart. The crew quickly shut it down, and within 30 seconds they stabilized the plane. They flew another hour and landed safely in Newfoundland, Canada. No one was hurt.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum there. We're a few months away from having a new addition to the lineup of museums in downtown D.C. The Bible Museum is opening in mid-November, says Executive Director Tony Zeiss.
The artifacts that we'll have there, and we'll have scholars working on the artifacts, and we have a laboratory that people can see and see how they do it. They'll be adding to the body of knowledge of the Bible basically every day. And so that's exciting to me.
The museum is two blocks from the National Mall at 4th and D Southwest. And the legal marijuana industry in the U.S. isn't just budding anymore, it is blooming. I was raking in the
dough, rolling in green. Its promoters claim cannabis is the fastest growing industry in America, expected to create almost 300,000 jobs and more than $13 billion in annual sales of just medical marijuana by the year 2020. I said, be careful what you wish for. A former Colorado Pepsi factory that sat vacant for a decade is being reincarnated as a giant indoor marijuana farm, while Liberty Sciences is bringing mass farming tech to Florida, where company officials hope they'll bring prices low enough to tempt those addicted to opioids to switch to pot.
Multiple strains and multiple plant variations that'll allow us to treat various ailments.
I'm Scott Carr.
Of course, possessing marijuana in D.C. is legal. Medical marijuana is legalized in Maryland, too. 11:33, we go to Steve Greenfield now, getting the latest from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Expect delays southbound on 295 with an accident past East Capitol Street, slowing down back to Baker Street. In Northwest, the Navy Mile Race restricts traffic from entering Pennsylvania Avenue between 10th Street and 3rd Street, along with Constitution Avenue from 7th down to 3rd. The Prince William Half Marathon's post-race festivities block off Route 29 from Sudley Road to University Boulevard, and the Tacoma Park Street Festival is on through 5 p.m. That closes Carroll Avenue from East-West Highway to Eastern Avenue, and Metro riders be aware that the orange and blue lines are experiencing delays both ways because of a signal problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another nice one today, sunny, high up around 70, clear tonight, down to around 50 tomorrow and Tuesday, both looking clear, up around 75 Wednesday. We're partly cloudy, high near 80. Right now, 61 in Woodbridge, 60 in Beltsville. We're at 62 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Financial Safari News Network. Celebrity Money Mistakes.
Ed Koch, remembered for many things, not the least of which was mayor of New York City. It's a job he held from 1978 to 1989. You might not remember that he served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1969 to 1977. He was a movie critic. He even presided over the People's Court on TV for 2 years. As mayor, he made stuff happen. He cut spending and taxes. He laid off 7,000 from the city's payroll. He was a lifelong Democrat, but appealed to both sides. He was popular and approachable. He rode the New York subway and stood on street corners greeting passersby with the slogan, "How am I doing?" He won re-election in 1981 with 75%, the first New York City mayor to win endorsement on both the Democratic and Republican Party tickets. He won his second re-election with 78% of the vote. He might always be the mayor of New York for many, but his real financial success came after he left office. Smart as he was, though, he left most of his $10 to $11 million estate to his sister and three nephews instead of a trust. That left it all subject to federal and state estate tax, which was expected to lop at least $3 million off the top. Another reason why it's vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all the necessary details.
All right, so Coach, you know, I walked through the studios, and I wanted to ask you a question. There's this big golden reel. It looks like an award of some sort that hangs on the wall. What is this thing?
Well, you heard me talking to somebody about this. It's our five-year anniversary coming up this weekend here.
Yeah.
From the Bio Channel. They aired a documentary. Okay. They came and filmed. They had the film crews here for a whole week or
wow.
two, and they were filming all the behind-the-scenes stuff about what goes into a radio show and a financial planning practice
wow.
and an author. What does an author do in a day?
Sure.
And it aired on the Biography Channel.
Wow.
Gosh, Thomas, way back in 2012.
2012.
So the five-year anniversary is this weekend. And so that golden reel, by the way, they sent me is heavy.
Yeah.
So anyone who wants to see it can. We don't. It's on the wall, so we won't take it down. It's in a big frame. But that is one of the heaviest things. I'm really surprised it hadn't pulled the wall down yet.
No, I was about to say it's a little impressive when you walk by it. Yeah.
That's one of those things you don't do yourself when you put it up.
No, that is
true.
So
I had a professional carpenter come and put it in for me. So, yeah, it's now that was fun, and we haven't changed a thing we do back then.
I mean,
we basically interview every single person who calls when they come in and find out what's important to them, what they want to have happen with their financial picture.
That's right.
And what their retirement looks like. And I can't tell you how many hundreds of financial binders I've seen where people had a financial plan from a different advisor
sure.
or two or three. And they had no idea what was in there. They had
binder.
No idea what it meant. It's
binder.
Not like you go on Amazon, you see this great toy. Like I have a daughter who's 11, so we'd order a nice toy for her, right? It looks really good on Amazon.
Yeah.
You order it, and this gigantic box comes with pages of instructions and millions of pieces.
That's right.
I don't have the patience for that. I want it put together how I wanted it. I saw it, right?
Yeah,
so I
yeah.
saw it. That's how I envisioned it, and that's what I wanted to be. And that's financial planning, because a lot of times people pay money a lot of times for some of these financial plans. And they end up with a whole bunch of pieces with a whole bunch of instructions and no one to translate it for.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And, you know, I wrote that book, Have You Been Talking to Financial Aliens, years ago.
Yep.
Your Practical Guide to Translating the Complex Financial Universe to Protect Your Portfolio from Being Zapped by Shrink Rays. And the same thing happens nowadays. People
it does.
It's so complex, we don't understand our financial plans, and our advisor keeps making money on us. Many times the advisor is the only one making money.
Exactly.
That's not the way it should be.
No,
and
not.
I don't know where it went off track. And we're going to get – well, we get people right back on track. But, you know, your financial plan should not be derailing like an Amtrak train going down the tracks.
It should be
never derailing. It should be going forward. It shouldn't disappear like the movie Atlas Shrugged where people just disappeared off the train. We need to make sure our money's there and our money is growing, not shrinking, and we have income that we don't worry about.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
So, Thomas, let's say you take $100,000 out in retirement.
Okay.
Right? And it's in an account that you haven't paid any tax on.
Right.
Right. Number one, that's a pretty big amount to take out in 1 year. So the government loves that because you're in a higher tax bracket many times.
Sure.
But between state and federal taxes, you could lose 30% of that money or more.
Mm.
Maybe less, but right around there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that $100,000, now I hate percentages because people say this percent, that percent. Let's put in real dollars.
Right.
All right. So you took $100,000 out, but before it really came to your pocket, it's $70,000.
Wow. Yeah. That's,
right, that's
a huge
big
difference.
Dip.
It is.
And so now the advantage is you haven't paid tax on it each and every year. Now you're taking it out and you're paying tax. So we need to know how our retirement income is taxed
okay,
because
yeah.
we built our whole plan around having $100,000 coming to us. We'll probably have to take out $130,000 or $140,000 just to get $100,000 because
go.
Of taxes.
There
so
you go.
We
yeah.
just need to know ahead of time. And I call it bucket bliss.
Okay.
Now, retirement bucket bliss is knowing the four different tax buckets.
Okay.
All right. We have one called taxable.
Taxable.
All right, that's like your CD, where you save it a CD at a bank or whatever, or your paycheck. You pay tax on that,
okay,
right?
Okay, sure, yeah.
And you pay tax each and every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have something called tax deferred, where you don't pay tax now, but you pay tax on the whole balance later on.
Aha, so the 401k.
That's 401k, 403b. Most okay. people are saving in tax deferred accounts for retirement. And so it's the worst optical illusion or financial illusion you'll ever see, because you think all that money in your account is yours, yet the government has something else to say about that. All right, so what are the answers are? Well, the answer is bucket three is the Roth IRA.
Okay.
All right, so you pay taxes when you put the money in.
Mm-hmm.
And Roth is, by the way, the most misunderstood place to put your money in America. All right?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because people don't understand it.
Okay.
But you pay tax, you put it in, and as long as you follow the rules by the government, which are really small, you can have a tax-free account in the future. You take money out whenever you want, and you don't have to report it on your tax return.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
So the $100,000 you take out of a Roth is really $100,000 hidden in your bank account.
There you go.
All right? But then there's tax-free times two accounts, and these are very overlooked.
Yeah, this sounds interesting. Now, I'm not even aware of these myself. You're going to have to educate me here.
These
are
put out by the life insurance industry.
Okay.
All right, so certain life insurance contracts, you put money in there. Now, I hear people already, life insurance, I'm not interested. Well, maybe you might want to reconsider that. Not so fast, my friend, as Lee Corso might say. So what happens here, at the specially designed life insurance policies, brand new, haven't been out long.
Right.
You can build your income up in there. You can take income out tax-free. You can borrow from your own money. And as long as you leave that policy alive, the rest of your life, you'll never owe tax on that money. Pretty neat.
That is.
If you pass away the day after you establish a life insurance contract, your next of kin gets a tax-free death benefit.
Wow.
Tax-free again. That word tax-free, very good.
Yes, it is.
If you reach any age, I guess, after you have the policy in place, and you need long-term care. Now, long-term care is a big worry.
It is.
On anyone's mind who's thinking about it, and anyone who isn't is trying to ignore it because they know it's going to happen.
Well, you know, the reports say 7 out of 10 Americans are going to need it.
So let's say you got a life insurance policy that had a $500,000 death benefit.
Okay.
All right. So you know that your next of kin will get $500,000 tax free.
Sure.
But let's say then you have to go to a long term care facility.
Okay.
Do you realize you can take your death benefit out, percentages of your death benefit each and every year to help pay for long term care?
Can you really?
So you go to a long term care facility and you take $70,000 out of that $500,000 death benefit to pay for your long term care.
Wow.
Again, tax-free.
Yeah.
And no rate increase ever. That's a big thing for long-term care standalone policies.
Right.
And now you've taken the worry out of living in retirement even more because you don't worry about health care expenses
anymore. Exactly. You're accomplishing multiple things.
Yes.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
The worst thing that happens is you don't need it and you pass away, and so the death benefit goes on to your next of kin. The best thing that happens is you need it, and you can take some of your death benefit out while you're here. Now, keep in mind, if you take $70,000 out of your death benefit to pay for long-term care, that's $430,000 that's left to your next of kin.
Right, sure. Yeah,
but
yeah.
You've had a policy now. Life insurance used to just pay you if you die.
Exactly.
Now it pays you in retirement, or it pays you if you go to a nursing home. It's one policy that does three things. We call it the triple play in the financial world. The most misunderstood of all the financial planning vehicles is life insurance. And it is an asset class, by the way, as identified on CNBC years ago.
Wow.
So it's a part of a balanced portfolio. Don't just ignore life insurance. All right. So I just think it fits really good.
Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. Can I ask you, Coach, now you had mentioned folks are confused about life insurance. They don't really get what it is. Now, we live in a capitalistic society. Obviously, the corporations are working for the consumer. And do you think people are just locked into the 70s where the product was what it was and they forgot that the life insurance marketplace, just like everything else, evolves in the best interest of the consumer?
Well, even the 2012s, it still wasn't as good as it is now.
Wow, okay, there
so
you
that,
go,
that,
yeah.
So if you have an older life insurance policy, a review, an audit of that policy is very important, as is a review of all your different financial planning vehicles.
Okay.
But you may be able to transfer the value in your current policy into one that makes a lot more sense and has all the options on it.
Oh, really? Wow.
So like trading in a car, right?
Okay, yeah.
You have a 2012 car. The 2017s are looking pretty good.
There you go.
Trade it in, move it up.
New feature,
But instead of losing equity or depreciation, you're gaining it and getting the right policy.
Sounds phenomenal.
So it's really it's a good fit. And so what I want to do, and a lot of people are confused about this.
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, I'm on top of it every single day, and I get confused sometimes with all the new things coming out.
Yeah.
But it's about getting the right plan for the right time of your life. So if you're one of the next 50 callers, Thomas, I want to do this special thing for everybody. We'll do a life insurance audit as well as everything else.
Wow, okay.
All right, so we will custom design an easy-to-understand financial review. This looks at everything you've been doing, everything you want to do, and putting it on one page in an easy-to-understand financial plan. All right, and then we can back it up with pages and pages of more information, but it's important to have it on one page so you understand exactly what's going on.
Exactly.
That's the way I work.
Exactly.
That's the way I've always been. I don't want pages and pages of instructions. Put it on one page, and then if I need to do more research, I'll back it up with more research.
There you go.
All right, so again, if you're one of the next 50 callers, we'll help you by also running a fee report that will help you untangle what it's costing you to work with your current planner or by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Many times you think you're doing it yourself, you're saving money, you could be costing yourself a fortune.
That's right.
All right, so we'll show you how to protect your investments and also keep more of your money in your accounts. Next, we're also going to perform a tax analysis. It's a tactical tax analysis that forensically looks behind the scenes and makes sure you're not paying too much in taxes. We can also go back 3 years and get you money back
Wow.
if you've been overpaying.
That's
but
great.
The most important thing is it's forward-looking tax planning, making sure that you do the right thing going forward, minimizing taxes completely. Finally, Thomas, this is the most important part of any financial plan. It turns it into a retirement plan.
Okay.
Is we create a customized lifetime income plan that uses proven strategies, time-tested techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income
Wow.
and help you be in control of your retirement, not worry what's going to happen next. In short, we're going to help you take the guesswork out of the financial planning process just for you if you're one of the next 50 callers.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back on the final segment, we're going to talk about how to make your retirement income timetable personalized to you, as well as proper techniques and strategies to take your money out of the 401k. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
If you know someone who retired or looked to retire in 2008, you know what market uncertainty can do to a retirement blueprint. The uncertainties haven't gone away. Are we at the cusp of a bond market bubble bursting? Will the Eurozone find its footing? Will U.S. debt be a drag on our economic vitality? Over a 30-year period, uncertainties may evaporate or resolve themselves, but new ones historically have emerged. This means understanding that the solutions for one set of economic circumstances may not be appropriate for a new set of circumstances. Scottish philosopher Thomas Carlyle said, "He who could foresee affairs 3 days in advance would be rich for thousands of years." Preparing for uncertainties is less about knowing what the future holds as it is about being able to respond to changes as they unfold.
All right, folks, and welcome back in. We're going over things that you need to be looking at to be financially prepared for retirement. Coach, before the break, you had mentioned making a retirement income timeline. What are you talking about here?
Well, it's about when you're going to start taking – number one, when are you going to retire?
Mm-hmm.
When do you think you can retire? When can you afford to retire? And what's the real number?
Okay.
And have you factored in all the different things that could appear in retirement, like inflation, which will be here,
mm-hmm.
taxation, healthcare issues.
Okay, yeah.
And travel, or what you really want to do. We need to look at the wants.
Okay,
now,
yeah.
Many people listening can retire on their needs, you know, things they need, like the shelter and food.
Right,
but they
right.
can't do anything else. But they can retire sooner than they think.
Okay.
But you're not going to have fun in retirement.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And so to me, and I've talked to a lot of people who are enjoying retirement thoroughly, retirement should be fun.
It should.
I mean, you're working all these years, and you've got this little magic red X on the calendar saying, I'm retiring right over here.
There you go.
You get there, and it's not fun. What good is that?
Exactly. No,
so we need to make sure that we can do what we want to do when we want to do it, and that's true retirement.
Okay.
All right? And that's why we need to have a retirement income timetable. And there are time capsule type accounts. You can put a certain amount of money in today, mm-hmm. and you'll know with certainty at your magic age what that income will be.
Wow.
And so we can really build a true retirement date that we know we're going to have our needs and wants covered, being able to have luxury in retirement instead of just getting by.
That's fantastic.
And to me, I don't want to live the last years of my life just getting by. I want those to be the best years of my life.
Absolutely.
And so it's all about having the proper plan in place, having the proper structure, getting a total retirement plan.
Yes.
We do this for everybody. It's 22 different steps. Now, you don't have to participate in all these. We help you with them. It's like 22 steps. I'm not going to come see Coach P 22. No. We show you all the 22 steps mapped out. We make it real easy, by the way.
That's right.
In a series of three different appointments. All right. So the first appointment, we find out about each other.
Yeah.
We decide if we want to work together or not.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, if you don't like me and I don't like you, well, then what good is it to meet together?
There you go.
It never happens, Harley, right? But every now and then it doesn't. If the chemistry isn't right, well, then that's fine.
Of course.
Like Johnny Cochran said, if the glove don't fit, go find a different advisor.
There you go.
No. So you have to be, you have to be on the same page with your advisor, and we have to have the same plans and goals for each other.
That's right.
Make sure that you're there, and you got to make sure we're going to be here.
Of course.
What good is it to work with an advisor and have them disappear right when you need them the most?
That's right. That's right. Well, and hopefully that, you know, you have 25 years experience.
We've got a team here too.
Exactly.
And a team, and on the team, there's a lot of younger people than me.
That's right. No,
so that's important.
True. You know, and that is very important. You know, and that's something I appreciate about you, Coach. Is it's not just Coach. You're raising up the next generation of advisors. You're instilling them with values and principles to protect their clients, to protect our listeners here on the show.
I've got a couple older guys on the staff because I don't want to feel like I'm the oldest.
Sure.
But we've got young guys too, and we're training them how to make sure that they do the right thing as well.
There you go.
And so it's just a variation.
Very important.
Also, I want to welcome a new team member, Marty Hensley.
Okay.
Marty Hensley played at UNC when I was there.
Okay.
UNC basketball. He played for Dean Smith.
Nice.
And Dean used to instill the strategies of making sure you do the right thing to everybody, not just on the basketball court, but making sure you have the proper techniques.
Yeah.
We do the same thing here.
That's true.
And so anyone who wants to come in and meet the team is more than welcome to at any time.
That's fantastic.
But it's getting the right plan, and that's all it comes down to. Again, we need to look forward. The second appointment is basically going through the checklist. Based on what you said, here are the ideas we have. Here's what you said you wanted. Here's what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
We've got either green or red. Either it appears like, yes, you can based on where you are now, or red, we need to change a few things.
Okay.
All right, so then we make sure that fits. It's sort of like going in for a real tune-up on your car. And last time I took my car in for a tune-up, I dropped it off, came back when they said it was ready, and drove away.
Okay.
Nobody talked to me. They gave me a little checklist, and everything was fine.
Really? Wow.
Here we go through the retirement checklist and go through every single point.
Yeah.
Here's what needed to be changed. Here's what I recommend. What do you think about that? Yeah. And then the third appointment, we make sure that everything is on the right path, and then we get started with the plan.
Yeah.
And that's when people really see the light bulb go off and feel really good about it, because now they've taken the worry out of living in retirement.
Exactly. You know, and I think something else that you've done as well for the listener that I appreciate, and I think they would as well, is they can utilize your knowledge and your experience, but you still give them ownership.
Well, here's the magic of it. People understand the plan so well that I almost encourage them to explain it back to me before they leave.
Wow.
And that's when the light bulbs really go off.
That's
because
awesome.
Everyone has children, grandchildren, or peers that want to hear about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And if you say, I've got this plan, Coach P put together, it looks good.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, but that doesn't really tell them. I've got this plan. It does X, Y, Z. It gives me enough money to make sure I never worry about retirement again, regardless of what happens in the stock market.
Exactly.
And inflation and taxation. Coach Pete has made me feel good. And that's what we want. And so this is why we do that.
Yep.
The way we do it.
Well, you know, there's two things there that I see. You know, one is Coach Pete says it's okay. That's hope. Coach Pete showed me how it's okay, and I can repeat it back. That's security.
Well, and it's not just Coach Pete. It's backed up by scientific and financial evidence by people that are a lot smarter than I am in the financial
world.
That's important, too. We deal with a team approach here where we're looking at, and also research from hundreds of people.
That's right.
To make sure that hundreds of people that research retirement to make sure you're on the right place.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's individual, folks. You need to have your own plan. You need to feel comfortable. You need to be able to understand it and explain it to other people. And so it needs to be simple, but it needs to be complex at the same time.
That's right. You take
the complex strategies, put them to work for you, and then break them down into easy to understand terms and strategies.
That's right.
All right?
That's right. Now, something else that you had mentioned was making an investment plan. Why is this important?
Well, because, and we've seen this go the wrong way many times for people, when you turn the TV on and you get influenced by them talking about a stock or a mutual fund or something that's way up.
Okay, yeah.
Human nature. I'm not in there. I need to be in there. Let me take money I shouldn't take and put it in there so I can be in there with everybody else.
Okay. Yeah.
And Money Magazine used to feature like the 10 best performing mutual funds the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what people would invest in because of the cover?
They'd invest in the 10
best performing mutual funds the year before. And guess what would happen many times?
What's that?
They would underperform the next year.
Of course.
So you guaranteed yourself a loss because you invested at a high and it went down. What goes up must come down. That's
exactly gravity.
There's no guarantee it'll come down. There's no finite date. You don't know when, but it's about having the investment plan. So you allocate certain amount of monies that you say I could afford to lose if the market went the wrong way.
Okay.
Now, again, I feel like a broken record a lot of times because I feel like I say this most every week. We're at an all-time high.
We are.
And so it's hard to imagine the market going down, isn't it?
It's very hard. You know, when you're in that moment of this, you know, great ecstasy, as it were, it's hard to think of the bottom of the hill.
That's called the future.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And Yogi Berra, famous baseball player, he's passed away now, but he used to say you don't know what you don't know.
That's right.
And so what I do know is we shouldn't have all the money that we need for retirement and in risk accounts.
Yeah. I agree 100%. No, it's very true.
Because if it goes the wrong way, you lose your retirement. So you have to have an investment and retirement plan, and you need to know that a certain percentage of money could be lost if you have money at risk. And you also need to know that if you put in a certain other amounts of money in different places, you have income you never worry about that aren't dependent on the market.
There you go. Very important concepts, very important points. Now, let me ask you this, Coach. One more thing that I think we can squeeze in here before the end of the show. But this is very important because a lot of people have to walk through this, and that's learning how to take money out of your 401k.
Right.
Do you have any advice for folks who may be walking through that right now?
Well, here's a big problem with the 401k is it shows you a balance, but it doesn't show you what that balance could be translated into for a retirement income you can't outlive.
So
we deal with a lot of folks who can do something called an in-service distribution, where you can sweep out a portion of your money in your 401k,
mm-hmm.
get it out of risk, because that's what the 401k is, risk with no potential income for life.
That's right.
And get it into your very own, individually owned income plan, which also means that money can never be tampered with in a group plan, which a 401k is.
Always a good thing.
It minimizes fees a lot of times, absolutely can minimize risk, and get you in more control of your retirement account. And this is all done tax-free.
Wow.
Tax-free transfer, moving from your current 401k into your very own IRA.
So you get control and you don't have to give up anything.
And so if you don't like your choices in your 401k, which many people don't, there aren't many, why not get your own plan put together where you'll have access to 10,000 or more choices and your very own plan and your very own planner instead of the guy that comes by once a year in the 401k and says, hey, there's your option. See you later. Bye.
There you go. No,
that's
what
happens.
It only makes sense.
It really does.
Yeah.
So that's very, very important. We also help people a lot of times get the correct allocations where, like, put their money in different places in the 401k if they can't move their money out.
Okay.
So if you're confused about your 401k or you agree that you really need to look at that balance and at least translate some of that balance into a lifetime income, because that's what it is. It's a retirement plan. And Thomas, for the next 30 callers, we will do for you, we'll do your very own financial plan and review and tax review and fee review and 401k review and total retirement plan. All the things we've been talking about on the show, we will do that at no cost or obligation. It's called a financial review and total retirement plan. And we'll also help you build your very own retirement income plan. We'll also help you look at retirement, what it's going to cost you. We'll make sure we build a plan that gives you that and more, as well as a life insurance review if you request that. All at no cost or obligation. This is over $1,000 value. Give us a call right now.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Thomas, over 24 and a half years, no complaints in the financial world.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. Folks, your financial happiness is our goal. For Thomas Lipscomb, I'm Coach Pete. We look forward to visiting with you next week, right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach. Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.